It's 11:35 and we're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. Rick, before the break, we were talking with Dr. Barry about some of the ways that people can go through and economize. I'm sure you've got people who do come into your store sometimes and look to buy certain products that they need for their pets instead of going to the vet when it's pretty obvious that a vet visit really is required. How do you handle situations like that? And what do you do?
Yeah, that's true. And we have that commonly. One common item that people will buy at a retail place instead of going to the vet might be vaccinations. We don't carry vaccinations in the store. Instead, what we actually do is see that as kind of like that volleyball that we can throw over to the vet community and let them kind of work with that. And if you kind of look at it from this perspective, that this is that great opportunity to engage with that vet, build up a rapport, have a conversation, then it makes a little bit more sense. You know, we do dewormers and other products like that, but even then they're kind of in a lock cabinet. And when customers start talking to us, we kind of encourage them to go to the vet community. And that's probably one of the better ways of developing that communication. Wouldn't that make sense?
Well, I'd have to say I really 100% am blown away by that's what you do, that you are encouraging a veterinary relationship, because there's many of our local pet stores that actually just go ahead and sell those products. And I do think it's a really good idea that we do encourage our potential clients, people who own animals, to seek proper care. And if they're going to buy a dewormer, for goodness sakes, find out what they're deworming the animal for. You know, that requires a fecal analysis, a stool analysis. Is there a veterinarian out there that'll do that for them? We will. I don't know who wouldn't. As far as vaccinations, you know what? One thing about getting a vaccination at a veterinary hospital is, you know, you have a guarantee. You know that the vaccination has been handled properly, shipped properly, kept properly. It's not out of date. You have a guarantee when you walk into a veterinary hospital, which you don't have when you buy over the counter. Okay, so it may be less costly just to purchase, but it can be more costly in the long run.
We're talking with Dr. Margaret Barry from the Mount Hope Veterinary Hospital. It's interesting you say that, Dr. Barry, because one of the issues that I've noticed in being in your office is I've actually seen where some of the pharmaceuticals that animals get are the exact pharmaceuticals that I'm taking. And it's interesting to me that there are a lot of ailments that people and animals get similarly, and much like you don't go to over-the-counter to get every pharmaceutical you need, you go to the doctor and they prescribe it. I would imagine the same thing is true when it comes to most solutions for pet-related problems. Is that right?
That's really true. And you know, just going back to something as what we would say basic or simple as dewormers that you can get over the counter. A lot of people look at, my dog has diarrhea, must have worms, deworm it. Thing of it is diarrhea can be caused by more than just worms. And that is why I would simply say that, you know, the first thing that person really needs to do is have an analysis done of that fecal and bring the animal in for a general exam. There's just too many other things out there that can cause diarrheas. Don't just assume your pet has a parasite.
And I imagine the zoonotic diseases that animals have as far as self-medicating, you know, if you have stuff in your cabinet, you probably don't want to start giving that to the dog. I would imagine, tell me, is it different? You know, dosages and recipes and things like that.
That's absolutely true. We do use the same types of medications that are used in human beings. We use them at quite different dosages. You can't take an antibiotic that you've been taking and just give it to your dog because it may have the same type of situation you thought you had.
I'd like to go back to the original topic we were talking about. And let's talk a little bit about what I can do as someone going into the vet office in the form of asking questions. what seems to be reasonable questions and ideas that they might clothe themselves with walking in there, that's a fair question to ask so they can really figure out if that vet's the right vet for them. Give us an idea.
Okay, I can give you a few questions. Whether you're new in the animal owning community or whether you have a new animal or you have for some reason decided to change veterinarians, you know, there are things that you should list as to what's important to you. Is it location? Is it the veterinarian's hours of availability, whether that's for emergency services or emergency situations during the day? I think you should ask about the range of the medical services they provide. You can get an idea if you walk in of the overall atmosphere and commitment of the staff. You can ask if there are payment plans, and you can see if they make special considerations for, say, house calls or do they handle exotics. So you can ask a lot of questions. And nobody should be, you know, scared of answering a question.
Is there certain equipment that a veterinary office should have? And is there a scale or a difference between one veterinarian office or another? And is that important if I'm coming in with my animal? I imagine, for instance, an x-ray machine. Does every veterinarian office have an x-ray machine? Are they all the same? You know, how does that differ and how will that affect my long-term relationship with the vet?
Well, equipment is very important. And if you go to the Michigan Board of Veterinary Medicine, they will have stated minimum standards. If you're practicing as a full-service veterinary hospital, then certainly minimally you should, I believe you should have an x-ray machine that works and is works for all sizes of the animals you're needing to x-ray. Ultrasound is one of the newer types of abilities to look at the insides of an animal. Not all veterinary hospitals have ultrasounds, and even those that do, they may not have the practice, the correct practice, to read a good ultrasound. Our facility actually brings in someone who does nothing but ultrasound. So there are lots of different availabilities in different situations. But, you know, minimally, if your animal is going to be scheduled for surgery, an anesthetic machine with an ability to intubate and offer oxygen to an animal under anesthesia, you know, there should be some type of way of looking at how the animal is doing under anesthesia, a way of monitoring. If an animal is sick and needs radiographs, there should be a machine there that is capable of x-raying any of your patients, unless it's a horse and you do small animal. That's generally then not your patient, your type of patient. You know, newest thing is having in-house blood work. Not every hospital may offer that, but it's a nice plus if you like your answers as quickly as possible or prior to surgery. So, you know, every hospital has their own type of equipment, so it's not a bad thing when I say ask the range of medical services provided and feel free to ask to see them.
And I think another thing to think about is it doesn't hurt after you get your first visit and you get a decision as to what might be wrong with it to get a second opinion, right?
There are times that there are times when a client feels there's a need for a second opinion or a veterinarian also feels a need for a second opinion. And generally, when we send someone for a second opinion, we want them to go to the best. Sure. We've done our best job. What we would prefer, they don't just go to another general practitioner to get the same thing done.
Right.
So go to the top of the line. If it's a internal case, go see a board-certified internist. If it's a orthopedic case, for God's sake, go to a board-certified orthopedic person. You know, don't just go to the next person down the block.
Now, is there kind of an understood amount of cost that veterinarian should be charging, or is that pretty variable and up to each and every veterinarian?
Costs of services are variable no matter where you go. they don't vary by all that much, I think, across the board in the Tri-County area. If somebody seems very, very low, you have to ask the reason why.
Sure.
And it's okay for you to ask, why does this vet charge $20 for a vaccine and this vet's charging $10? What's the difference? And generally, it could be the difference is the amount they pay their staff, how much they keep on their shelves in terms of product, how much they're making payments on in terms of the equipment that they have available to you, how much it costs them for taxes. I mean, there are a lot of differences in running a veterinary hospital.
I'm sure there is, running our business that, you get what you pay for.
That's the end saying. You get what you pay for, I always say, to a certain point.
Well, and Dr. Berry, the fact that you've been practicing for decades in this market should say a lot about your ability to work with people. We want to thank you for coming in and being a part of the show. We've been talking with Dr. Margaret Berry from the Mount Hope Veterinary Hospital. Thank you, Dr. Berry. We appreciate your coming in.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you, Lee, and thank you, Rick.
After the break, we're going to be back, and Rick, we're going to have a chance to talk with the folks from Border Collie Rescue here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS.